Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year again.
Fall time is here.
No, no, not fall time, but Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery. September 15th through 17th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 30 to 70% off everything in the store. That's pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, and accessories. You can't miss this once-a-year event. So chop, chop, cheeky, and get on down to Knife Fest September 15th through 17th. Come shop Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Bertarelli Cutlery, where there is never a dull moment.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Zachary Taylor, not the kid on Home Improvement. James Buchanan, Pony Express, Abraham Lincoln, Freed the Slaves, James Garfield, not the cat, Grover Cleveland, or Brown fan.
Grover Cleveland, a Browns fan. That's good material there. You don't think about it enough.
Browns lost last night to the Bears.
Benjamin Harrison, Pawn Stars say they're related to him. Grover Cleveland, once again. William McKinley, Alaska Mountain. Theodore Roosevelt, one of the greatest of all time. William Howard Taft, stuck in the bathtub. Woodrow Wilson, World War One, started under him. Warren J. Harding, I don't know. There's not much more I can say.
You like that, Doug, where you kind of run out of lyrics and you just kind of
gallop? I don't mind it. Did William Howard Taft really get stuck in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Did he really?
I feel like something like that happened.
I know he's a 300-pounder. Only president to become Chief Justice.
Calvin Coolidge, Lindbergh Fly, Herbert Hoover.
It's an educational show we have.
Dijon, he served four terms. Harry S. Truman, A. Bond, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Interstate, JFK, met the wrong fate, Lyndon B. Johnson, Vietnam, Nixon says he's not a crook, Gerald R. Ford fell down again, Jimmy Carter, peanut farmer, Ronald Reagan tore down that wall, first George Bush, Panama invasion, Bill Clinton impeachment, George Bush 2, 9/11 revenge, Barack Obama current term, will he make it back again?
I like that. He was not pitchy. No. You know your presidency was questionable if you're noted as a peanut farmer.
Well, there's not a whole lot else that he did, I guess. They had the failed Iran rescue mission.
It's a matter of opinion.
He allowed the 120,000 Cuban prisoners to come in.
Guys, that sound like Ben Fred singing. That sound like Ben Fredericks to you?
It's a nice song.
It isn't. Thank you, Charlie. It is.
I like how when he got to, James Garfield, he just didn't even bother to look anything up. He just said, I don't know.
No. Who knows anything about Garfield?
I'm sure if you went to Wikipedia, though.
There's probably something, yeah.
Doug Grover Cleveland, Sigma Chi, swell guy, in hoke, no joke.
No fooling. He was Sigma Chi.
I didn't know that. Somebody's texted it in. He's my brother then.
Yeah.
In hoke, Sigma Winkus. That's what I say to everybody.
Okay. There might have been a Sigma Nu president in there somewhere. It's possible. I'll have to go back and check. I think they would have told us that, though, at the time, if there had been.
I mean, could you ball harder than having Brad Pitt as your, not only in your frat, but he was actually at your frat?
Well, did that help you in any way? Did you throw
it? Might have been why
out?
I picked up all these STDs from Stevens College.
Yeah, you just mentioned that Brad Pitt is one of your fraternity brothers.
Yep.
You know, you never met him or anything, but he's
and
one
they
of
overlook
your
all of the physical flaws right. I'm bringing to the table. They all just, of the things that women don't find attractive that I bring to the table, they overlook. Yep.
And they just think when they close their eyes that they're with Brad Pitt.
Yep.
And then when they wake up,
I sometimes think when I close my eyes I'm with Brad Pitt.
Okay. But when they would wake up, horror show.
Yeah. Guy with a mop top, 4'11".
Walk of shame. You ever have to make the walk of shame yourself where you thought, I can't believe I just did that?
Yeah, I hooked up with a woman by the name of Elliot my freshman year.
Elliot, she was no woman.
West Virginia.
Elliot.
It was a whole thing. So there became an award for our freshman year for our pledge class for whoever hooked up with the ugliest girl each weekend called the Elliot Award. She was from West Virginia, Missouri, on Mountaineers tomorrow.
Her name was Elliot?
Her name was Elliot.
God, I've ever heard of it.
And there were I was in my room, and there were guys coming by the room, pointing and laughing because I was so drunk I didn't realize how bad it was.
Oh, now I feel bad for the girl.
I don't know. You know, this was 94. I don't really remember if she was. We all were probably pretty sketched out.
Maybe she blossomed after that.
God, I don't know what happened. And I remember she was telling me about her boyfriend back in West Virginia. I don't know.
Coal miner, probably.
No, I think it was Major Harris.
Oh. The quarterback.
Pablo, you caught a Major Harris reference? You probably weren't even born when he was quarterbacking the Mountaineers against the Fighting Irish Ducks and Tony Rice and Tim Brown.
Only reason I laughed is because I saw Charlie giggle there, and that made me laugh.
Because Charlie knows Major Harris, it worked for you.
He has an infectious laugh.
Oh, thanks. I'm like Zika. I think you have to feel good, though, because if she really was very unattractive, that was probably a big get for her. Mm-hmm. So even if you were
I was the big get. I was the prize.
Saying. Like, right. For her, she went back to her friends at Omega Moo.
Right.
Right, Doug?
Well,
and
I don't
she,
know.
She could brag about betting a Sigma Chi.
That's right.
We had a guy who literally did not care what they looked like. Didn't care.
What a great way to go.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. He had a different girl every night. I mean, they were just one more hideous than the next. But he just literally didn't care. And they were so happy to, you know, finally hook up with someone, the girls, I guess, that, I mean to tell you, every night he went out, he had a different gal.
God bless him. One of my fraternity brothers, I won't say where he works, but just wrote, she was a pig.
Uh-huh. See, I feel bad when you call
her. I don't
girl
really
that.
Remember her being burly, but I don't really remember in general. I just know that it happened.
Yeah.
Those first couple of weeks when you're down at school, for all of you parents with kids
just starting college.
School, just FYI.
They're about to do things they're going to regret for the rest of their lives.
I don't regret it. Watch this. Regrets. I've had a few.
How many?
But then again, too few to mention.
All right.
Guys, I don't care what they look like. That's why I go for Doug. Thanks, Ray King.
Okay. I had sex, and now Dad is dead.
I mean, it's hard not to care what they look like, isn't it? That's really hard.
My cousin is kind of like that. I've seen over the years. This is more back in the day, late high school, college, and kind of hanging out afterwards. I would notice, you know, if you're single, you're at the bar, you're going after this or that. But then when it got to be closing time, if he was alone, he was just...
Standards were dropping,
yep. And he was going for scraps.
Scraps.
Well, that's probably what the girls are doing, too. Ever think of that?
Yeah, but the guys are more aggressive about it. Don't you think?
Well, they probably are, but I mean, there's probably some girls that are desperate too, and you're all as good as they can do.
Well, the thing that I remember about right around my freshman year and the first couple of years at Missouri was frat guys. So you're talking about, you know, your textbook, you know, 20-something
bros
who would just sacrifice whatever needs to be done to go out on the dance floor and just frat it up on the fieldhouse dance floor just to get laid. And at the time, the Macarena was really popular.
Oh, nice.
And so I look out on the dance floor, I go, God, there's a guy I really kind of respect, and he's doing the Macarena. I'm going, God, now I have to try to workshop this.
I remember when all of Busch Stadium was doing it at the same time. They'd play that song, and everyone would stand up and do it in the stadium.
Great song.
Mm-hmm. That's all right, though.
Tim, watch this. Jump in, he been out the sun. Thanks, Ray King.
He did that just so you could watch it. Watch this, he said.
It's Ray King.
Well, that was cool.
Tim, if a young lass is kind enough to allow me to enjoy her innards, who am I to decline? Billy B?
When you say innards, it makes you think of like intestines and
yeah.
Colon. Depends on where you're going.
A bladder.
That didn't happen with Elliot.
A large bowel.
Elliot.
No.
A small bowel.
My compadre from the Sigma Chi Pledge Class, Doug, that was the 94 Pledge Class. You remember Strong Pledge Class?
I don't remember that.
I think Rivals had you guys ranked top 25.
We were. She was healthy, full, not husky.
Healthy and full. Well, that's good. That's a nice way to put it. She's healthy and she is full. Shouldn't be hungry for some time now.
I banged an ugly chick last night. She looked like John Lithgow, wore a diaper, and had a tallywhacker. Thanks. I shaved my balls. Yeah, right for this.
He's been suspended. I shaved my balls. Has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. And his name, even as we speak, has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Hey, Tim, thanks for the clap. Thanks, Elliot from West Virginia. Yep, Missouri, 10-point dogs. Tim, this Elliot guy sounds hot. Thanks, Bunchy Donovan's priest. Elliot had long blonde hair. I remember that. It was wearing like kind of like
that's what you were taken with because you saw her from behind. You
I was just, bah, bah, I was bah, just happy. I was. I didn't do a whole lot in at the university high school.
Well, it's kind of hard to meet girls there since there were none.
Yeah, but they had a bunch of girls' schools, but they were from like West County and ain't gonna be with South 8 Thug.
I wouldn't think so.
South 8 Thug.
No.
I mean, so I could maybe make my way to a DeBerg mixer and do all right, but
probably
St. Joe girls weren't going to be interested.
Thug I wouldn't life. Think so.
That's right.
No.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's tough.
Thank you.
But when at first they said, oh, he's St. Louis U High. Yeah, maybe there's some potential there. And then they said, you live where?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Francis
think so.
Park? Tam Avenue?
No, I've never heard of that. That's not in Ladue.
You need a sturdy woman that looks like they can take a punch. Thanks. That's from the Kimmy Gibbler Shrub Removal Company.
I think that's what they thought like 100 years ago, 150 years ago. They wanted sturdy breeding stock.
Rubenesque.
Mm-hmm.
Very voluptuous.
Yeah. Because when you see the old pictures, like from the Victorian age, there's none of the women are attractive. None of them.
Have you ever disagree.
Have you ever seen a picture of someone from like 1910, 1915, 1920, where you go, wow, there's an attractive, ever?
Yep. Yeah, but it's all about the all-natural bosom, and I think those women have it rather than today's females. So I think it's the full-figured, you know, the cleavage. Yeah, you may be wearing a full dress and a bonnet, but you can like kind of see that cleavage there. And
oh,
so
yeah.
It's the natural bosom rather than, you know, the fake one that we see nowadays, Doug.
And well, a nice bustle.
Natural beauty.
A nice bustle.
I guess that's what they were going for.
Like Lydia Moss Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Now we've kind of been programmed to think that, you know, the women we see in Hollywood or on the model runway stage, that's what we're looking for. And
I don't
it's
think
hard
you're
to find
programmed,
that.
Though. Don't you think every person sees someone, whether it be a woman, a man, whatever you see fit, and you're attracted to that person? Like, I don't think society affects that. Like, you're going to look at a woman and be attracted based on your own personal wants and needs.
don't ring the bell for yourself. Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. But I think there's some programming has an effect.
Like, for example?
Like if you saw, if we found a picture from 1915 or so and called up one of those pictures where, you know, where they're dressed weird and the hair looks awful and they're mostly overweight, you'd have a hard time right now saying, yes, I find that attractive. But if you lived back then, that you probably would.
But tell me a time you saw a picture of a woman from the 1800s where you saw her in a bikini. You always see them in a big dress with a kerchief in front, with a bonnet, you know, churning butter.
Mm-hmm. I think it was... Who was Abraham Lincoln married to? Wasn't it
Mary
Sally
Todd.
Field?
No. Mary Todd.
Sally Field.
She was with Burt Reynolds there for a while.
And she was in a one-piece at Gettysburg.
She wasn't.
Look it up.
Sally Field was not at Gettysburg.
All I'm saying is, if you took a woman from the 1860s, and you took her out of the big, heavy dress, you put her in something a little more revealing, Doug, did her hair up a little bit. We're also talking about black and white pictures. I think they were pretty hot.
And the reason they're manly is because they're churning butter. They're doing all this manual
this
labor around the house
rather than the female today.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
They had to work.
There's no dental assistants or anything like that. They can just sit behind a desk, make appointments. They're actually doing work.
I actually agree with Doug on the programming thing, and that's the Barnhart Brawl. Look at you, unifying.
I disagree. Like, go back 20 or so years when the whole Kate Moss, heroin chic look was in, where all these models are so skinny.
And I didn't find that attractive.
I never found that attractive, although it seemed like that was the way to go for models during that period of time. I don't think everybody was like, oh my gosh, now I want a woman who looks like she's never eaten a meal.
No, but she was an exception because she became big just because she was different. It's, oh, look how skinny she is. Kate Moss isn't particularly attractive, I don't think, and yet we were supposed to look at her as a supermodel? I don't think so.
But you look at a lot of models, and I'm not talking about Victoria's Secret models that are more voluptuous, but some of the runway models, and they have no curves. And I don't think most men find that as attractive.
You understand the type I'm saying, that we've kind of been programmed to think that this is the epitome of beauty.
There's
kind of a similar look. There's a similar body type.
Like an hourglass figure?
Well, I don't know that it has to be that dramatic, but there's a similar trim.
Like
and,
a pear?
And in shape.
A pear shape?
No, not the pear shape. No.
Like a potato sack?
Not the potato sack, no.
Hmm.
Guys, Charlie rings the bell for himself, and he also likes his own post on the fan pin.
I do not. I've never liked my own post.
I don't think I've ever seen you do that.
That's a false accusation.
ST from the 618.
Yeah, he's wrong. If I've ever liked a post of mine, that was an accident. I can promise you that.
Okay.
No boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo. Hey, Doug, what was the better Sally Field movie, Mrs. Doubtfire and Forrest Gump?
Oh, Forrest Gump.
And I looked at that. Yes, she was wearing a one-piece at Gettysburg.
Thank you very much. She wasn't. Information. That's what I thought.
Mary Tots Lincoln.
Guys, Will Geary bottomed for Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg. Is that true?
Will Geary was not that old either. In Gettysburg, you're talking, what, 1864?
Guys, I hear Mary Todd did anal. Thanks. I shaved my balls.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
How would that get out?
I don't know.
Social media?
And they didn't wear a one piece. I saw a picture the other day of a policeman on Coney Island with a ruler measuring how low the woman's dress went, it making sure that it was low enough, covering enough of the knee, otherwise she would be arrested for her bathing suit that she was wearing.
We did that in high school. They didn't arrest them, but if a girl could not put her hands down to her side, and if her skirt didn't reach her hands, they would make this girl wear a big, heavy t-shirt.
Really?
That was kind of like the scarlet letter.
Really?
For wearing too revealing of a skirt.
At your dances, did you have somebody, a teacher, chaperone, what have you, walk around with a box? Because when we were dancing, slow jams, Doug, they would have R. Kelly. Yeah, like with a couple just arms around each other, they would carry this box and put it between you two, and that's the distance apart.
Like a shoebox?
Yeah, something like that, similar.
So back off a little bit there, Plowsy.
That's right. That's why we just dipped early and went to the crib, if you know what I mean.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You didn't want a box between you.
At high school dances, it's really just couples dancing with the guy basically with both hands on the woman's behind, just kind of groping her, and it's okay in that setting. Like that's what high school kids do. Just like two full hands, Doug.
Yeah,
one on each cheek.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Guys, there is a entire section at the Lincoln Library dedicated to Mary Todd's sexual proclivities.
There isn't.
I heard that. There isn't. I actually heard that.
Might be a fun field trip. Guys, Doug wore short skirts at the sock hops. It's the right city limit.
It's a poodle skirt, maybe.
What was that about?
That was like the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Why the poodle?
I don't know.
There were
know.
No other animals on the skirt other than the poodle.
I don't know. I don't have any
but
idea.
But that's accurate, isn't it?
I think so,
there was
yeah.
saw like a gerbil at the bottom of the skirt. It was a poodle.
Yeah. Well, there was a time when it was very important to have an alligator on your golf shirt. You had to have that going.
I never saw a gerbil on your golf shirt.
There wasn't a gerbil. It was an alligator.
How about this? I just Googled hot pictures of women from the 1800s.
Good luck with that.
No, seriously. You got some good ones.
What are you on, free ones?
No, this is Google. Look at this. Look at that, Doug.
She's balding, bro.
So?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she wouldn't get a second look today.
How about her? Look at there, right there. Look at that.
Yeah, maybe.
Look at her.
Yeah, no, she's attractive. Now, but that's not the 1800s.
That's the
1950s. You're talking like the, yeah, you've but come still, up 100 years.
That's a man, I believe.
That's a fellow. Look at the bicep. That's a guy. That's a big old burly guy.
Doug, did you know that Mary Todd had many, many MMFs with Abe and Frederick Douglass? That's from Dr. Doggy Style. Wasn't he the abolitionist? And he looked like Dr. Cornell West. He does a speech that they kind of same. They have the same outfit and lid going on.
Yeah.
And they hooked up. I had no idea.
They didn't.
Acoustic Sessions is actually putting that one in their revised presidential song.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that. Mm. Acoustic Sessions is very good.
Here's the other thing about women from the 1800s, Doug. They all have these corsets on, which really creates that hourglass figure.
Yeah.
Because their waist is like, it's like pulled taut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, strings.
Now, are those pictures really from the 1800s, or are they from the early 1900s? Because there wasn't a whole lot of cameras back then.
They were paintings.
Yeah.
Look at that nice bathing suit right there.
That's not a bathing suit, is it? Really?
I don't know.
Guys, the teachers would measure my blouse at the father-son dance every year at Vianney. Thanks, Dogtown Asteroid.
Well, there has to be some standards.
Even at a father-son dance?
Yes, at a father-son dance. And certainly you can't let girls in high school wear just anything and say that's okay. There have to be some standards.
It's distracting to the boys who are just trying to learn.
It is. I think there have been studies where both girls and boys do better when they're in school with just the same gender. Because it is distracting at that age. I mean, isn't it? When you go into high school, it's hard not to pay attention to the other girls instead of the guys talking about math and there's a really cute girl next to you. It's
but
hard
maybe,
to concentrate.
Maybe you're better able to work in that setting with women and interact with them, which you'll have to do the rest of your life if you do that at an early age in school.
And you never want to be socially awkward. And I think not being able to converse with a female at an early age or do anything like that is, I think, throw some red flags when you're 19 or 20 years old and you're having your first long conversation with a female at school. Don't think it would go well.
No, it's not like you never see them in the world. It's not like you'll ever be able to get over that. I think guys do much better if they're in classes with just other guys, and girls do better as well.
Iggy just gave me a little piece of knowledge via text, but Iggy, you can jump in anytime. You know that.
Oh, hi, Iggy.
Well, actually, I can't from back here because I don't have the controls of the mic.
Oh, so what? That's on the that's on Captain Kirk over here?
That's on Plowsy.
Well, with that light off, the glare, it's hard to see Iggy in that all black attire. It just looks like he blends
in. He's just like the watcher in the woods in there. Go ahead. What do you have going on?
Nothing. If you go to X-Hamster, which is one of my favorite sites, you can type in old-time porn, and you get porn from like the 1920s.
Ah, the roaring 20s, Doug.
They did porn back then.
And what was going on? A lot of lesbianism?
A lot of unshaved, but it's kind of like there's no sound, but it's kind of like the Nickelodeon thing where everybody's going really fast.
Yeah, because the cameras weren't very good.
But there's no, it's like today's porn. There's really no plot, just a lady in her bedroom, and she's got her hand on her head like, I'm so bored, and then the guy comes in and they go at it.
Then Charlie Chaplin comes in, starts dancing around.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny, Doug. Why don't you watch it?
I'm not really
interested. Come back with a report on Monday.
And there's probably some ragtime piano music in the background.
That's all there is. There's no talking. It's just like the expressions, hands on the face. Oh, no, I'm not getting naked. And
a little bit of overacting.
I just enjoy seeing what they did back then for porn, and it's kind of like the same now.
It was probably shocking at the time.
And they're, I wouldn't say attractive women, but they're not ugly women.
Was there girl-girl activity?
There was.
Where's my...
How about this?
I want to watch some porn from the Coolidge era.
I don't think he'd like it.
Oh, it's amazing that people like...
Turn Iggy's mic up, I'm being told by the texters, Plowhawk.
Texted him. I think it's on his end. His mic is all the way.
Oh, wow. Throwing your guy under the bus. I like that.
Mic control.
There you go. That's very KFNS of you.
Yeah.
I've been here for a year, and I don't know where that control is.
Pot him up.
How's that? Check.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Okay. Toggle him up.
He's back there in a glass booth. We feel like we're in a peep show, and this is the guy watching us.
I've never been back here. I've come back here to tape interviews, but... I've never used the controls. I didn't even know there's a phone back here.
There's a lot going on.
So this is all new for me back here. But
the lights Why'd you go back there?
Yeah, what are you doing back
there?
You
were sitting in here a minute ago.
Well, we had some computer things that...
Charter went out in St. Charles, which has caused the HD to go out, but I believe it's being worked on as we speak.
Yeah, so Seamonster has some things to do, so I was back here manning the phones in case we get calls.
But the phones don't work?
But the phones don't work, so I don't know why I'm back here manning the phones.
Okay.
Do the phones work now? I called during the break, and it like was a busy signal.
Yeah, there's no calls coming in, so technically I could be in there, but I'm kind of comfortable back here for now.
Yeah, you look like it.
In the peep show.
I'm just watching everything, and you can't see what I'm doing back here.
Guys, Doug was in a gay talkie with Buster Keaton. Thanks. That's a Maltzy.
No.
Is that true?
No, it's not true at all.
Calvin Coolidge was famous for saying, a chicken in every pot and more smut in every Nickelodeon. Thank you. Ball and bottom
beer. I don't believe he said it.
He didn't have a real good era himself, him and Jimmy Carter. Perhaps the two worst presidents of the 20th century. Would that be accurate? From a historical ranking?
Probably.
Historical rankings. I'm not trying to upset any political party. I'm just telling historical rankings.
Didn't go well for Hoover either there. That's when the Depression started.
Sometimes you're a victim of your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had World War I.
WW1. Sorry.
During the teens, and then you had the Roaring 20s. Were they really roaring, or was it the fact that you had the World War beforehand and you had the recession after the fact, and it was just kind of a more normal decade?
People view the 50s as the glorious time in Americana, coming off a WW2 victory and baby boomers.
Yeah, that's when America really became the world superpower there, at the end of World War II, with the manufacturing might and the, what great things that did to the economy, war.
I feel like with what we're doing at 590, it might help the...
It's not going to help the economy much.
The global economy, for sure.
It's helped the donut economy. We get people bringing in a lot of donuts.
How about those muffins?
The mayor of St. Chuck brought in some fabulous muffins.
And he also created this, the Jill Cassidy Collection Fund. Doug, it's a Very sticky jar, I've noticed, as I pick it up. And there's a 20 in it, and it's to get Jill Cassidy to St. Louis.
He put a double sawbuck in there to try to lure her to town. You think people now are going to come by and put money in this here jar?
To get her to St. Louis.
That's pretty desperate, isn't it?
I guess she's flirting with Timberfake on Twitter.
Oh, no.
I've seen it, so it's not just him telling me this. I don't know what this guy's doing.
He works all the angles. That, I'll tell you that much. I am telling you.
But in that situation, she hasn't actually heard him talk or know his personality as the sex of, what is it, Sex Lewis?
Sex Lewis, play baby.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she'll change her tune.
I don't know. Based on that interview with her, I have a feeling they're really going to hit it off.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter, she said, he cute.
You like that, Doug?
That's about Timberfake?
Yep.
Yep.
She can't put the apostrophe S.
Right.
We're too busy for that.
Not enough characters. 140 limit.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Tim, on my way to Boone Valley, we already have four, so I can't invite you. Thought you want to know. That's from Mark Steffenhagen.
Well, they can work in a fivesome there.
At Boone Valley?
Yeah, that's a big course. Boy, that'll wear you out if you're not playing well. That Boone Valley's a snootful.
Phone lines are back up if you want to call in and talk it over about Mary Todd and anal. 855-282-8255. That's fun, isn't it? Because you only need to know three numbers. There's a bunch of numbers, and you only need to know three of them.
It's okay.
We're trying to keep it simple. 855-282-8255. That's how you can text in, or it's how you can call in Appliance Discounter phone lines. And you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is great. This is great.
It's okay.
Incredible.
I know you want to talk about what Mary Todd was wearing at Gettysburg. But I was just fascinated that these guys are going out there to Boone Valley, because that's a heck of a course. Long, long.
It's a nice track.
Oh, yes, I don't say track, but it's a long, tough course. You better have your A game there if you hope to tame that beast.
Is it important to keep it in the fairway?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Try to get that second shot up around the frogs here if you can.
Get up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Doug, was Lady Bird into pegging?
Thanks. I don't know. She was into beautifying America's highways.
Really? Which were brand new. Created by Dwight D. Eisenhower a decade earlier.
Yeah, yeah. And she was big into planting trees and things around the highways.
She was the Johnny Appleseed of the White House.
Similar, you know. Lady Bird Johnson. We haven't played that phone call that Lyndon Johnson made once, trying to get his trousers tailored. You've heard that, haven't you?
Sure. Frank Cusimano plays it all the time.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest darn things I've ever heard.
What does he say? He says, one of the pant legs riding up my nutsack.
He's a little extra room near the bunghole.
Near the bunghole.
Reading this book from a gentleman who served as one of the main Secret Service officers for Eisenhower, JFK, LBJ, and I believe Nixon and Ford. I think it was five. I could be wrong on that, though, because maybe it went all the way through the Reagan era. And I'm only at, I still think I'm at LBJ. And he says LBJ used to drive around his ranch to try to lose the Secret Service, so he would be speeding around the dirt paths of Texas where he would set up his office to try to lose the Secret Service.
Why would you try to lose it?
I don't know what that was, but it was so difficult to work for LBJ because he would try to lose us. And he had a huge ranch in Texas where they were set up most of the time. They weren't in Washington. And he would drive around as quickly as possible to try to lose the Secret Service.
How stupid is that?
I don't know.
So why did they say, okay, we lost you. Whoops, you got shot. Sorry.
I mean, really, he wanted some peace and solitude.
He must have been up to something.
Think so? He was always with that Lady Bird, though, he said.
Well, why else would you want to
listen? I think he called her Bird.
I don't know. He was a piece of work, though, that guy.
And then they spent all the time with Eisenhower down at Augusta, hence the Eisenhower Oak.
Right.
And you like that. You like that Eisenhower
Oak. And they chopped it down a few years ago.
That piss you off?
Yeah. Apparently Ike would hit that every time he'd come up on the 18th hole, and he'd be upset. The Eisenhower Oak. It just doesn't seem like presidents should have that much time to golf, does it?
He built the interstates. 50s were a great decade. I like Ike.
Yeah, everybody liked Ike.
Don't you feel like you can do your job better if you have time to wind down and relax? It makes you better at your job. You have to get away from it every once in a while, relax, take a deep breath, decompress, whether that's at your ranch or the golf course. It makes you focus and come back a better man or woman.
Maybe a little bit of time. Certainly not a lot of time when the whole world is hinging on things that you do.
Yeah, but it's not like they're not accessible all the time. They could do a press conference from wherever they're at. They have phones. They have their people around. I mean, they can do their job from anywhere. You don't have to be at the White House to make decisions or stand in front of a camera or do an interview or release a statement.
I mean, there's an awful lot of people in this country that get 2 weeks vacation a year. And they could probably do a lot of what they do anywhere, too. It just seems like when you're president, it's only going to last 4 years, 8 years tops, that you know, vacationing is not going to be something that you're going to get a lot of time of.
I don't think you're ever, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, this has nothing to do with how many rounds of golf Obama plays, which I think is what you're getting at.
No, he's played more than all of the presidents combined.
Exactly. I knew you probably had the exact number. But I think if you're the president in the modern time, you're never off. You never have an off day. I'm guessing every single minute briefed on everything that's going on in the country and the world, like even when you're playing golf or even if you're hanging out with
your
family.
That to be, and I found it during the George W. Bush administration as well, to be one of the most, it's kind of like blaming the president for gas prices or giving the president credit for gas, either one. You know, I found it to just be like a talking point criticism because you have to get away, but you also will never truly be away. Because you're always going to be involved.
Right.
Always.
And they should be.
Absolutely.
They should be.
Absolutely.
Always involved.
Absolutely.
Always accessible.
But yet you never really hear people, you didn't hear Bush or Obama fire back on it. I don't know. I guess they know they can't win. So anyway. Guys, Doug banged Eisenhower at the crow's nest in Augusta? That's not possible. You weren't even.
I wasn't born. Who was it, Tim?
Wright City Lemming. He's been very active this morning.
Now, he was there yesterday for the tailgate.
He was. Doug, you like that, Doug, when they come out and tailgate?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
Doug,
especially
him.
Guys like that.
I'll tell you what, I'm
Wright
glad.
Wright City Lemming has been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Here's the thing, I'm glad Wright City Lemming came after you because you did not go over and say hello yesterday while they're cooking
they come after me
Johnny
and that,
cakes.
They come after me, and this is why I don't go and say hello.
A couple of guys, it's the chicken or the egg.
If people
you
wrote
could
in,
be the bigger man, you could go over there, they're flipping flapjacks, you could say, hey guys, let's share some fellowship. Next thing you know, they're texting in niceties.
No, never happened. If people took shots at you all day in a bunch of different platforms and forums, would you gladly go up and greet them and say, hi, fellas? I don't think so.
First of all, on this show, everybody loves you. They do it in jest. It's kind of part of the thing. It's not like, newsflash, Doug, all these guys really don't want to sleep with you.
Well,
I think I would say at least 95% of them don't.
Yeah, see, there's 5%, and that's who was outside there.
So you're saying the Wright City Lemming, Timmy Recaps, Brother A-Bear.
I don't know what to think of these fellas.
Barnhart Brawler.
Out there.
You're scared of him.
No, I'm not the least bit scared of Barnhart Brawler.
I think you are.
Well, I'm not.
I think you're worried that you guys will have a hot take.
Why would I be? You think I'd be scared of a guy who's, what, 5'8", 150 pounds?
Wow. You take a shot at me or him.
Shaking in my boots,
so you think you can take his measure?
Yes.
Wow.
His measure.
I didn't know you had it in you.
I go to my text line here on my phone. My mom just texted me and said, tell Doug he's a snappy dresser.
Huh. Well, where has she seen me? Just on TV?
I just saw a face pin post that Tim tagged me in, I think. Uh-huh.
Your mom and I are Facebook friends?
I think because me and... Are we off air? Hello? Oh, my headphones must have went out. I couldn't hear anything.
Hello, London.
Get that as a drop.
Put some duct tape on
no,
the headphones.
Seriously, though, it sounded like we were off air. Anyways, I think since you tagged me in, I'm not for sure, maybe Iggy tagged me in something that wasn't on the fan page of the picture. She was able to access that on my page and saw it. And she thinks Doug dresses snappy. So there you go, Doug.
Yeah, she's a wife.
Not only guys will bang you. Apparently, my mom does as well.
So does your mom listen to every show?
My dad does. My mom will listen in every now and then. My dad loves it.
Nice. They're very proud of young Plowboy.
Yeah, and it kind of right up my dad's alley. We and him are the same personality. Kind of like, you know, we like sports, but we also like, you know, messing around and nitwittery. So we tackle all those forms here.
Still out there in Canton, are they?
Yep.
And the signal comes in or they have to podcast? I mean,
oh,
like
my
the
dad, PLTD, man.
Did you really ask if the signal goes 2.5 hours to Peoria?
Well, you never know. You never know.
I will say this. Sometimes you're driving north to Chicago, and sometimes I might be listening to other stations, and you're surprised at how far you can get some St. Louis stations.
Yeah.
sometimes.
And I've been hearing for years about the reach of KMOX radio, and for the life of me, when I travel and during the day, I don't get it very far.
Well, it's a nighttime thing.
Yeah, I know. But even during the day,
I picked it up in Detroit. I picked it up in right outside Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. I think it goes all the way to the Rocky Mountains west, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I keep hearing. But the times when I wanted to hear a Cardinal game or something, even driving back late, I struggle to get it.
How does that make you feel?
Cheated somehow. Somehow cheated.
And you don't know who won the game?
No, I can't listen to
it. And the next day on the radio, you just kind of say, well, the two squads played tough.
I'm reading the box score here, and I say old Jerko had a hit.
Looks like Karp went 3 for 4. Mm-hmm. Got 3 knocks.
Nice night for him. You got to like what he's brought to the club.
Got a couple of ribbies.
Nice. Boy, the Cardinals struck out 10 times. They've got to fix that.
Nice take again. Good take.
That's all you do. You just give me a box score. We can come up with something.
Hey, Doug, can you tell the listeners about Ryan Kelly?
Yeah. Well, sure I can. I'm going through another refinance right now.
I think I'm going to do it.
15 years for like 2.9%. 15-year mortgage, 2.9%. 20-year mortgage is like 3.1, 3.2, something like that. They told me yesterday.
You going 15, baby?
I think I am. At that rate.
Ball so hard.
I remember in the 80s when rates were like 18%.
Yeah.
18%?
18%.
And now that some are down in the twos. So if you got a mortgage, even if your rate's in the fours, now that's where mine was. I thought I had a good rate at like 4.1%.
Now look at
you. No, you can save a lot of money. I'm talking about tens of thousands of dollars if you refinance. Ryan Kelly can show you how to do it, and the whole thing is very easy, very painless. It goes quickly. There's not a whole lot of work involved that you have to do, just a couple of forms. He'll do all the work for you, and then what's in it for you? Well, you save possibly tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Ryan Kelly is named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest. Number 3 in the nation last year for FHA volume and number 9 in the country for most loans closed last year. So you have to ask yourself this question, why you want to go anywhere else, man? Why you want to do that?
Man an ad lib?
Yes. Why would you not call the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest, man? These are questions you need to ask yourself. You need to look in the mirror and say, man, why am I not calling Ryan? I don't know why. You should. Here's the number, 314-781-9700. Or you could go to their website, and you could fill out the application there. That's an easy way to do it. Here's the website. Write this down, thehomeloanexpert.com. That's the website. You write it out. thehomeloanexpert.com. You go to that website, and right. You can fill out your form right there, and it all goes by very quickly. That's Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Ryan Kelly, title sponsor of the show, very grateful. And Timber Fake is going to fight him. It's going to happen. We're all meeting next week to discuss it. And he says he's in. I said, I'm telling you, man, this isn't going to be ass hattery here. You're in. Because mm-hmm. There's going to be a bunch of other people and businesses involved. Says he's in, but he doesn't want to put the strap on the line. And I don't think Ryan Kelly wants the strap.
No, this is more or less a tune-up fight that could go terribly wrong.
So the strap,
that's happened before.
The strap is going to be for
Buster
the
Douglas
brawler.
Was a tune-up fight for Tyson.
Tokyo. No. Tune-up Tokyo.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, bell.
You hit that bell hard.
Well, on something as good as that material, yeah.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope Timberfake doesn't look past Ryan Kelly because it's not a title fracas. Who's in line for the strap? Is the next fight?
I guess
is that
the brawler, but I don't know if he wants it. He hates Timberfake so much that I don't think he wants to glorify him.
Huh. Well, he could take him down. He could look at it that way. Knock him down a peg.
That is true. He would have that power in his hand.
He may get his comeuppance against Ryan Kelly.
Don't say comeuppance.
He may.
I thought it was good.
He may get that comeuppance. I'll say this. A little bigger.
Ryan Kelly is bigger. But after what we saw Timberfake do in the ring... You can't take him for granted.
I know. Man.
Well, he's a craftsman with heavy hands.
That's right.
Steel jaw.
He can take a punch.
Yeah, he's ring-wise. He shook off the ring rust.
Sure did.
And proved that he's ring-wise.
And apparently I'm going to the Beyonce concert with him. Queen Bee. When is that? It's the night of a week from Sunday, I guess?
But I don't know.
We have Lou Fest. I'm looking forward to going to that.
Where is it? Scottrade?
Queen Bee's at the Dome.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they found a use for the place.
Yeah. That seems...
I saw
U2 there the night of the Missouri Flea Kicker. I wasn't at Faroe Field for Missouri, Nebraska and the Flea Kicker because I went to U2 that night. I don't know if that place is good for concerts. I don't know if the, what the best concert the Dome's ever had. I mean,
I don't know. The sound system was horrible for Rams games. I'm sure they put in something different for a concert, but still. It's the acoustics that I have trouble with, Tim.
I don't know. I, don't, I would rather be at Lou Fest than... but apparently I've already been booked for a date.
And this date consists of you and Anna Marie and Timberfake and Jill Cassidy?
No, 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 no. And Hannah.
And Hannah. Oh, that's right.
Hannah Hercules.
No, 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 no. Hannah Yates.
Hannah Yates.
She's on with Chris and Travis.
So it's a double date.
Well, that's how it's being portrayed.
Sure it is.
Timberfake didn't think I was listening to the show when he called in, and the only person who accepted his invite was Travis.
Mm.
So it's a gay interracial date.
So Travis is going as well. There'll be the five of yous.
I guess. But then I instructed Hannah to take advantage of Timberfake and get like 10 tickets for her friends, and then he can just be there in the corner Snapchatting.
Yeah. Is she going to do that? Probably will.
Now I think she's been made aware that she can take advantage of the situation.
Okay.
And Travis, I guess, will go too.
Well, that'll be a nice little crowd.
Queen Bee.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stapleton's on Saturday night. That's the one I want to see.
At Lou Fest.
Yeah.
And that's there in Forest Park.
Yeah.
Is that really
good? I'm looking forward to that. I hope we have great weather. There's not a Missouri game. I mean, there is a Missouri game, but it's against one of those butt-ass teams. So I don't really care. So I'm looking forward to just hanging out. We have weather like we have today. Sit there and maybe have a scotch. Plowhawk, are you going to go to that? Or it all depends on Billy G's, right?
It all depends on Billy G's. Anxious to go, though.
Hey, man, maybe we smoke some chronic together.
Okay.
Heard that.
Mm-hmm. This is a week from this weekend.
A week from tomorrow, baby.
No, they have these concerts at Art Hill?
Lou Fest, I don't believe, is at Art Hill. Has anybody ever been? I haven't been. I thought it was more like on like the softball fields area. Am I right on that? Somebody can tell me. Call in.
I don't know.
Is Beercats on the line? He is. Beercats has been on hold for like... And now this phone line over here, it doesn't look like there's anybody on hold, but I'm going to press a button, and is that going to... Beercats, you there?
Hello, Beercats! Hello, Beersy!
It doesn't look like anything's there. Charlie, you're the only person who can see. It doesn't look like anything's on.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not there.
Plowhawk, can you punch him up?
I had his pot phone one, Doug, up, and I didn't hear anything.
All right. Seems like you've done all you could do.
Beercats, call back in, big man. Please.
Now, that was gentlemanly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gentleman, unlike Doug.
Nice.
Now, why would you say that?
Because you're mean-spirited.
I'm not mean-spirited.
You try to take passive-aggressive shots at our president.
Oh, I didn't take a passive-aggressive shot.
Yeah, he did.
It was a real shot.
No, okay.
You probably shouldn't play 125 rounds of golf while you're president.
Buck Swope just posted an article about how many vacation days past presidents have taken. You might want to read it.
Now, what happened? What's he got?
Who's taking the
most? This is just an article. It almost seems like it'd be hard to believe. Apparently, Obama has taken 200 total. Again, I don't know who wrote this article.
Swope did. Didn't you say Swope posted
an
article?
No, he posted an article from samuel-ward.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Ronald Reagan spent 335 days at his ranch over 8 years. Jimmy Carter, 79 days in his 4 years. It says George W. Bush took 879 days of vacation, 77 trips to his Texas ranch over 8 years. That seems hard to believe. But again, if he's at his ranch, he can still be doing his job. He has access to technology and stuff, phones, computers.
Yeah, I wouldn't count it a vacation. Staff. Anytime you're out of Washington, I wouldn't count it a vacation. Kind of depends on what you're doing.
Well, this was at his ranch in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, still, it depends on what you're doing. Whether it's
I'm just
ranch
saying,
in Texas
I'm not trying to make
somewhere
this,
else.
I'm not trying to make this a Republican versus Democrat thing. I think nowadays the president probably wakes up early almost every day and is briefed on everything going on in the country,
aliens.
In the world, the aliens, Roswell, and I think as a president, you literally are working 24/7, 365.
It is amazing to see the age process of Bush in 2000 and then 2008, and Obama 2008 and 2016. It is something else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of it is also the age. You tend to age a lot in your 50s, I think.
Oh, is that right, really?
Yeah. You really start to look different. You go from looking, in your early 50s, you go from looking kind of what you've always looked like to an old man. And I can imagine if you tack on a presidency in there as well, it's not going to go well for you.
Do you think he sets, like normal people set their phone alarms to wake up at a certain time? Do the presidents do that, or do they have like the wait staff knock on their door?
No.
What's the status
I'm
with
sure
that?
I'm sure they have an alarm clock.
Just
iPhone.
Yeah, I guess. It just seems
I don't
weird.
Think it'd be an iPhone. I think it'd just be an alarm clock.
I use my little sleep app. By the way, you can see the porn that's being sent in by Timmy the Tickler into the text
Thanks,
inbox.
Thanks, Tickler. I would like to be around for one of those presidential briefings on the UFOs.
Absolutely.
That's
I
what I want to hear. At some point, we'll hear it. It may be 50 years from now when they'll start to make... You see, there was one yeah. over the arch the other day.
Well, the UFO, but did you see the signal that they were getting from a star 94 million light
yeah,
years away?
Yeah, yeah. They heard some kind of beacon or something.
Do you believe that there is life outside of Earth?
I think probably so.
Yeah. I mean, don't you have to?
Yeah.
But growing up, I was like, no way. Now I'm like, well, there's no way there's not. Like, there's no way there's not.
Yeah. Well, when I grew up, the Earth was still considered flat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What about ghosts?
You know, Magellan went all the way around.
This is my Lakeside Roofing exit poll for the day. What about ghosts? That one, like, I'm all in on life somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 100% all in on that. But on ghosts, what do you think? Weren't you telling a story about a house that was haunted or something like that?
Yeah,
right before
we went
on the air?
I thought my house was haunted. Oh, there's one in Webster that's for sale right now. Big three-story house in Webster Groves that the price is very low, and there's been articles about how the house is haunted. I guess that's not why it's selling.
Well, if you want to sabotage somebody.
I've thought my house was haunted a few times. I've told you those
But
stories.
Those are raccoons.
No, well, that was a separate issue. But I've had other things.
Raccoons who had passed away who are still in the house.
I don't know that they were raccoons. I never really came up with any explanation for what the sounds were. But
John Vaughn getting in late.
It was a new house. It wasn't old. And usually you got to think, well, it's an old house. There was an old murder here. A child was murdered here 100 years ago. And that's why it's haunted. You know, I don't know that that necessarily has to be the story.
Doug, the phone lines have been connected. You'll be happy to hear.
All right, just deliver
them. The Sea Monster came over. Beer Cats has been holding for a very long time. And then there's the East Side Warrior. They're on hold, so we'll get to the phone lines now. Yeah, Beer Cats.
Hello, Beer Z.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
What's doing? Howard, you can hear us in Oakville now.
We can. I got a text this morning from a buddy of mine. I think he's actually in Nashville, Illinois this morning. And said he's picking it up and was excited to have you guys back on the air where he can hear you.
Hmm. How about that?
How about
Oakville
that?
Proper.
How about that?
Now, is that is proper. That where Isringhausen is from, Nashville? Is that it?
I thought he's Brighton.
No, he was from up in Grafton, I believe.
Grafton?
Oh, Raging Rivers. It's cool and it's hot.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. The pitcher from the Giants, Kirk Reeder, was from Nashville.
Oh, yeah, and Calvin May was friends with him. Yeah. They would hang out in his shit.
Apparently, Kirk Reeder has an awesome man cave barn.
Yeah, the shed. That's
the
where
shed
Calvin May hang
that
out.
That has,
for real.
Like, TVs and all
nice
kinds of bars and whatnot.
Crafty left
hand.
Yeah, he would kill the Cardinals.
I was told he also has a good collection of gold gloves from different guys and has a gold glove from Willie Mays that Barry Bonds wanted but was given to him instead.
Wow.
Huh. Why would Willie Mays give away his gold gloves?
I think initially he gave it to Candy Maldonado.
He's still alive. I parked right next to Willie Mays once in San Francisco.
What'd you say to him?
I saw him get in his car.
You say hey?
I didn't. I was just in awe. I didn't
Did you play stickball with
I
him?
I couldn't think much of anything. No. So it's great that you called in, Beer Cats.
Yeah, well, it was great to talk to you guys. I don't call in too often. I'm more of a text guy.
Yeah.
But Tim, you had mentioned earlier about anybody who went last night to the Rams event, and I couldn't call when you mentioned that. I called back in and told Iggy if you still want to talk about it, I could tell you kind
how
of
was
how
it
went or what was going on last
I
night.
Bet it was good.
It was a good time. They had a nice crowd, probably 200 or 300 people there, if I had to guess. I'm
wow.
not sure. It was that that new area out there, the lower level, and it was very full. The bar was full. Every table was taken up. I was shocked that Big Al wasn't there. Big Al wasn't there. And I lost that bet. Lois from the Rams Rules was there,
nice.
Of course. Nice crowd.
What
but,
story
know,
stood out to you? What story
two.
Stood out to you? I bet Matten had some good stuff.
Yeah, they did. And it was a lot of the same stuff he covered on your show the other day. A little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff. The first 45 minutes or so was more of that. But after that, it kind of got into more of making fun of draft picks, and after a while, that was kind of, it was whatever. But and then they had questions from this crowd, which always are, pretty fun. There were some brilliant questions being asked, obviously. But overall, it was a nice event. I'm sure they raised a lot of money. Lions Choice catered in tons of sandwiches for people to buy and raise money that way as well. So all in all, it was a very good event. I would go back again if they did something similar to that. I felt like Bob Wallace, is that his name?
Yeah.
He had some different insight. I was not aware of who he was and that he was there from the transition when the Rams came into town. I wish they'd dug deeper into, like, the lease and what all went on there. His explanation for the out clause was that at the time, Philadelphia was a publicly funded stadium and was not taken care of. So the idea, when they put the clause in, it wasn't really meant to make it an elite stadium. It was just so that it didn't fall way behind like Philadelphia had. However, just the luck would have it, 20 new stadiums get built
after
the Rams put that up, and next thing you know, we're out of luck.
Yeah.
So he said, the intention wasn't that they were going to have to drop $700 million in improvements. That wasn't the intention when they created it, but that's just kind of how it all shook out.
Good stuff, Bearcats. Thank you for the knowledge, and thank you for access to your television so I can watch the Missouri game tomorrow.
I'll text your email later, the login and password.
That's great.
Pretty serious eliminating behavior. I mean, it really is. It really is. Let's be honest.
Doug, I'll give you my passwords, Tim. Here, you can have all the passwords to my computer.
Here's my bank account information, whatever you want, Tim. It's all yours.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Bearcat's the best.
You know, he's going on the thorough limbing list.
He told us a wonderful story.
Yeah, but what he said there right there at the end earned him a spot on the thorough lemmings list. Bearcat's name has been added as a thorough lemming.
Man, I'll be poolside catching Zika, watching them gars.
I don't know if anybody brags about, I'm going to catch some Zika. I'm a bug chaser.
What's going to happen, honestly, when you're poolside and a skeeter comes and just plants himself right on your bicep?
I mean, we're pretty decent. There's a monster body of water between Miami Beach and downtown Miami. And that's where they supposedly are.
In Biscayne Bay.
Well, that's where the hotel is. We stay is on the water in Biscayne Bay. But I mean, you can see Miami Beach, but I mean, it's a good ways away, and that's where they have quarantined areas.
You should recommend or request like a malaria net.
I should do that.
So I should do that in general anytime I go.
You and Anna Marie are sitting there in a nice Chase lounge with the poolside service of your Mai Tais and such, Doug.
Bottle service,
and then have a nice malaria net just over you two.
Wouldn't it be more practical just to be a bubble boy?
Or
to get one of those big, you've seen how people play the bubble games where they run into each other and try to knock them. Just wear that kind of outfit.
Iggy, what did you just text me? I don't know what happened here.
Iggy's
in a peep show back there.
Well, hi, Iggy!
It was in regards to Bearcats getting you everything he wanted.
Ah!
So I sent that into you.
Yeah, you said, can you get me his wife?
Mm.
Amy, Lady Bearcat.
Amy may be the most attractive woman I've ever seen.
Wow. How about this?
I love Amy.
I have to concur with Iggy. She is a very attractive female. Met her and Bearcats, great Americans, at Hot Shots.
Mm-hmm. She's super cool, I will say that. She's obviously attractive, but she's super cool.
She is. She's good people.
I agree.
As is Bearcats.
Bearcats outkicked his coverage. No offense, Bearcats.
He's a good-looking dude.
No, he is. He has a good voice, too. As I was listening to him talk, he has a good radio voice. Just a subtle twang, you know what I'm saying?
You think that Oakville? It'll probably play well. It'll probably play
Oakville
well.
Twang.
He could probably win an office around here. Tim, are you staying in Miami at the hotel with a peekaboo window shower? I want to take Doug there. That's from Connor Donovan's Between Mattress Love Taco.
It's a long name.
That's not his real name, either. I mean, he made that up.
The peekaboo window showers at the W in Fort Lauderdale. We will not be up Lauderdale. Wait, we fly into Fort Lauderdale, but we will not be staying up at Fort Lauderdale with the peekaboo. That's the worst. God, that's a terrible thing.
The peekaboo shower? I mean, you're overthinking it, aren't you, at that point?
Oh,
let's make sure when you take a shower that everyone gets to see you.
Oh,
I mean, who thinks that that's a good thing?
I just don't get it for the life of me. I really don't.
No. Even when
anybody who's been together that long, they would be comfortable in that spot, probably is at an age where you don't necessarily, especially for the poor women. They don't want to, the male body, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's not
There's
nice.
Hair.
Yeah.
Effing, guts and,
sex.
God, well, I mean, usually one. But yeah, it's a mess.
There's bursa sacks.
I was going to say bursa sacks.
On your elbow, shoulder. That's what I was talking about. What are you talking about, Tim?
Shrubs. A lot of them. Mm. A lot of Japanese adult being sent in today. We appreciate that. It's fun that our listeners are in diverse Stag. Dave Matter is going to talk about Missouri and West Virginia with Doug and Charlie in the next segment. It's coming up. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.